Restoring My Soul, Friday the 25th of April, Sanctification Through the Elijah Ministry. The Elijah ministry to the church is a sanctifying ministry. The sanctification of the people of God by this ministry enables them to be called the church, because the church is a called out company who are made the elect. The Apostle Paul spoke the word of the Father that was given to him by Christ to proclaim to the Corinthian church. This word belongs to the church in this present season. It is the content that belongs to the Elijah ministry, which was first proclaimed to Israel on Mount Carmel, and then continued to be proclaimed by all of the prophets under the Old Covenant, concluding with John the Baptist when he baptized Christ. John's baptism of Jesus inaugurated the beginning of the New Covenant. At this time, Jesus said to John, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." The baptism of Jesus fulfilled all righteousness because this is when the physical body of Christ was inaugurated as the new temple of God on the earth. This happened because the Holy Spirit descended from heaven in his fullness in the form of a dove and filled Christ, giving to him from the Father all of the power and capacity of El Shaddai. He would minister by this power, which was enabled by the seven spirits of God given to him by the Holy Spirit. The word of the Elijah ministry that has been proclaimed to us in our day is the word of the Lord that is calling us to be sanctified in our marriages and families. The Lord, the Father, through the prophet Malachi, said, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord," that is, when the Father takes his seat. "And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse." The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 3, verse 15, John chapter 2, verse 19, John chapter 1, verses 32 to 34, and Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. For further study, 1 Kings chapter 18.